One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man, lame from birth, was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." The man fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the man who used to sit and ask for alms at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. They were utterly astonished. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, he has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. You rejected the holy and righteous one, and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah appointed for you, that is, Jesus, who must remain in heaven until the time of universal restoration that God announced long ago through his holy prophet. Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you from your own people a prophet like me. You must listen to whatever he tells you, and it will be that everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be utterly rooted out of the people.' And all the prophets, as many as have spoken from Samuel and those after him, also predicted these days. You are the descendants of the prophets and of the covenant that God gave to your ancestors, saying to Abraham, and in your descendants all the families of the earth shall be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you, to bless you, by turning each of you from your wicked ways. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees, they came to them much annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming that in Jesus there is the resurrection of the dead. How dare they? So they arrested them. They put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word believed. And they numbered about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power, by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people, elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who is sick and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you, to all of Israel, that this man is standing before you in good health today by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by the builders, that's you. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among mortals, by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed. They recognized them as companions of Jesus. And when they saw the man who had been cured standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. So they ordered them to leave the council while they discussed the matter with one another. They said, What will we do with them? For it's obvious to all that live in Jerusalem that a notable sign has been done through them. We cannot deny it. But to keep it from spreading further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name. So they called them and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than God, you must be the judge. For we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard." After threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people. For all of them praised God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing had been performed was more than 40 years old. After they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard it, they raised their voices together to God. And they said, "Sovereign Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything in them, it is you who said by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples imagine vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. For in this city, in fact, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and with the peoples of Israel, they gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, while signs and wonders are done, performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus." When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. "I have no silver and no gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." When the people saw him walking and praising God, they were filled with wonder and amazement. "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus." And by faith in his name, his name itself has made this man strong. The faith that is through Jesus has given this man his strength today in your presence. They inquired, "By what power, by what name did you do this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, replied, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who is sick and are now asked how he has been healed, let it be known to you. Let it be known to all of Israel that this man stands before you in good health today by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected, but he has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." Will you pray with me, church? Sovereign Lord, you said by your Holy Spirit and through your servant David, "Why did the nations rage and imagine vain things. The kings of the earth took their stand. The rulers gathered together against the Lord, against his Messiah. Sovereign Lord, they gathered against your holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed. Carry out everything that your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. Lord, we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard. So now, Lord, grant to your servants that we may speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal, while signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ. The church said together, amen. When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. And everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Here is our invitation, church. Repent and be baptized. Your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come to us from the presence of the Lord. Because there is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Amen. Let's stand and sing.